Today's share in the Der Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Zayin Omad Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Nun Hei, which we began yesterday, and we did the first half of Sif Aleph. We begin with the Mechaber, or the very top line of Resh Zayin Omad Aleph. In the middle of the line, we continue with the words of the Mechaber. We're talking here a person on a boat, and he wants to go and pour some of his waste off the side of the boat. Continuing this discussion, the Mechaber writes, Umeimov, the waters that you have, that you want to dispose of, Yochel Lishpoch, you're allowed to go pour them directly from the Rishus HaYochid inside the boat, and pour them Al Dofne Hasfina, onto the walls of the boat, so they will pour outside the boat, Vehim Yardim LaYom, and then they will go and slide down the side of the boat and go into the water. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Gimel explains, Rosh Shalomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Ein Mechuyev Lishpoch Shovchav, you don't have to go pour out your wastewater over here. The Hainu Mei Rechitzat Skosos, for example, what wastewater might you have over here? You've washed off some cups that you have, or carvers, or plates that you have, Uchi HaGavne, type of dirty water that you use to clean something, for example. You mop the floor, and now you have this wastewater over here. So you're not obligated to go and pour this water, Besoch Hadaf Shel Arba Al Arba, you don't have to use the board that we talked about that is really, it should be over here, arba'o al arba'o, four tfachim by four tfachim, it should state over here, that you're going to go and fill up water from this lake or river underneath you to bring into the boat. There we said you needed to have this mechitza. But here, eliyochel lishpoch al dafne v'chula, you'll have to go pour it down the side of the boat, it will go out into the water that the boat is sitting in, and it's not a problem. Here there is no distinction, whether the boat is more than 10 tvachim high, from the top of the water, or low, from the water level, we don't care whether it's 10 tvachim more or less than the water level, because over here, even if you didn't have a board over here that was 4 tvachim, again it should be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and even if you didn't have any sort of a board over here, here it's different than when you're pulling the water up from the river into the boat. Here you're allowed to go pour your wastewater onto the side of the boat so it will go down the boat. Mamish, even though you don't have any of these other things, you can pour it right there. Kivan de ein kan elakocho, because you're pouring it on the side of the boat. And therefore, and it's sliding down into the water, so to say, on its own. So it's not directly your koach, and therefore it's only as a result of your koach, and therefore it is permitted over here. We continue with the Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Yud Dalet. What do we mean when you say you poured al dofne on the wall itself? Dim shofech kitzas rachok min hadofen, if you pour it away from the wall of the boat, heavy zorik mishus hayochlu kamlus mamish, then that would be a prohibition over here in throwing from mishus hayochlu directly into a kamlus. However, that's only a problem if the water level is less than 10 tvachim from the top of the boat. Because if it's more than 10 tvachim high, the boat top is more than 10 tvachim from the level of the water. In that situation, if you don't want to throw it directly onto the wall of the boat, for example, kigon shein sruchim, the water is foul smelling, and the foul odor is going to remain on the boat, which you don't want. So you want to dump it into the water and not have it contaminate, so to say, the boat. Shari, that would be permissible, as long as the boat is more than 10 tvachim, the wall of the boat is more than 10 tvachim off the level of the water. Ach bilvach yasa al koponin ziz leheka, but you should make some sort of a board over here projection, just as a reminder that this would otherwise be a problem. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Tesvav, you're throwing this wastewater into the yam, into the lake or the river that's underneath you. You likewise could put various types of bones or peels over here, again, waste products over here on top of the wall of the boat, but obviously on its thickness, and they'll go into the water on its own. Maybe it's slanted in some way, or the wind will blow it over there, and the Achronim say that that is permissible as well, because it's only coming from your indirect koach, not directly from you. The issue footnote number 16 brings down from the Chazon Ish that this is only allowed dafka im shofech mayim ominiach atzomos uklipin al ove dofno shu rishus hayochid. This is only if the wall of the boat has the status of being a rishus hayochid as well. Aval apnei dofno also, but on the side of the boat, if you poured it directly onto the side of the boat, that would not be allowed. B'mesha dofen dino kekarmelis, because that side of the boat has the din of a karmelis, like the surrounding water is a karmelis. It too is a karmelis, as the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph tells us. If somebody throws, for example, a cake of figs to a wall, he's standing in the Shusha Rabin, and he throws his cake of wall, and it lands on the wall of the Shusha Rabin, and it sticks over there, so that is considered over here hanochi in the rishus harabim din hakosel kurishus harabim, and therefore you would be chayiv. So too over here on the side of the wall, it has the status of the surrounding carmelis of the water. The Ramon now wears, and he says, this will be further discussed, this concept of whether your koach from the Shusha Yochid, indirectly, your koach is causing it to fall down, is that always permissible? So the Ramon tells us, Hagah, Ayin Lakaman, Sov Simin Shin Nun Zayin, where this is discussed further, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Tezayin tells us, over there, Dusham, Kosa, the Ramon writes, the law call, Behol Karmelis Kochamutah. In every situation like this, we can't just say, oh, it is your koach over here and it's permissible. In some cases, it's not permissible. Ayin Shom, we'll have to wait till we get there to understand the particulars in more detail. The Ramon continues and he writes, Shtei Svino Zuet Zazu. You have two boats that are aligned one next to the other. So the Ramon tells us, also Letalto Mizulazu. You're not allowed to go carry something from one boat into the other boat, even though each of the boats is a Rishus HaYochid, unless, you just can't do this. Unless El and King Kishuros, they're tied together. We'll see, even if they're minimally tied together, as long as it's strong enough that it can't be broken apart. But if they're tied together, zubazu, then it's permissible. Or alternatively, oh, Ella im kainheim givoim min hamayim asar, or if both boats, the area of the top of the boat is at least 10 tefachim above the karmelis of the water, so then you're going from a rishus of hayochid through a mokum p'tur, because you're more than 10 tefachim above the water level, into another rishus hayochid, and that would be permissible. But of course, we're talking about as well, the Ramah tells us, utzrichim l'ariv b'yachad, both of the boats have to be in an eriv together, if they're owned by two different people, imheim shol shnei b'nei adam. He brings this down from the Mordechai in Perek HaZorik. Of course, if it's owned by one person, then the same kula applies as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Zayin explains, what does it mean if they're tied together? The Chesh'en and Kshuos, if they're not tied together, Afal Pishen Smucha Zulazu, even though they're near each other, Mikol Makom, in that situation, nevertheless, we have to be concerned, Asuyos Lisrachik, they could easily get further separated, Zumizu, one from the other, Benimtsa Karmelis Mafsekis Benim, and then you'd have a Karmelis in between the two boats, and you'd be carrying from Rishus HaYochid through a Karmelis into another Rishus HaYochid, which is not allowed. And we're concerned, V'chayshin on Dilma Nofil, because we're concerned you may drop it into the Karmelis, V'asil Asuyim Karmelis Rishus HaYochid, you'll pick it up. You drop this item that floats, obviously, into the Karmelis, you'll pick it up and bring it into the other Rishus HaYochid, and that's not allowed. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Bitam Zeh, based upon this rationale, Afilu Shnei Svinos, Heim Shel Odom Echod, even if both boats belong to one person, nevertheless, Gam Kein Osa, this would be forbidden, because the same Gezerah is applicable over here as well. You may come to carry from the Karmelis into the Rishus HaYochid. However, he brings down the Yesh Matirim. This is brought down the name of the Mogen Avram, the Tosef for Shabbos and the Graz, as you can see in Sif Katan Tesvav in the Shaar HaTzion. The Yesh Matirim, they're those that permit you to go and do this over here if it's owned by the same person, Imheim Shalodim Echad. Why? The Lo Chayshin on Dilma Nofil here, we don't have to be concerned, maybe it's going to fall. And therefore, you come to carry it, Dalet Amos, but they come to carry it from the Karmelis into the Rishus HaYochid. And it's only Varak B'Shem Shol Shnei B'nei Adam, it's only if it's two different owners over here, Asurim Kish'enun K'shura Zubazu. And only in this situation, if they're not tied together, do we make this rabbinical prohibition. Because the Kivan Shasuyim Lanud, since they're going to necessarily move if they're not tied together, Ulis Rachik Zumizu, and they'll separate one from the other, Lo Mahane Erev Shiyo Orv B'neiam. Then an Erev doesn't work because there's no connection between them. Furthermore, Issa B'Gor, go look at the Gemara in Shabbos over there, the K'shuros, what does it mean that they're tied together? Chashuv afilu ayidechut. It could even be via a string or rope. However, it has to be strong enough. Uvavaj shehechut chazak. It should be strong enough. Shiuchal ahamidon shelo yispardu zumizu. Under normal conditions, it will not allow the boats to separate one from the other. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yud Ches and explains it, and they're connected one to the other. V'tzarech shelo yeh b'neim arbo tfochen. You likewise, even though they're connected to each other, they have to be closely connected to each other, and you can't have more than a distance of four tfochen between them. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Tes Zayin, he brings us down the name of the Mogen Avraham and other Achronim, and he says the reasoning is, Atam, Kidei Shlo Yeh Karmelis Mafsik Binim, because if it's more than four Tvachim, then it's going to have the status, 4x4 Tvachim would have the status of a Karmelis between them, and then you'd be carrying from one Rishus HaYochid through a Karmelis into another Rishus HaYochid. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Tes says that if it's more than 10 tefachim above the water level, then you're allowed to, because the osmutra afilu inim kshuros, then even if the boats aren't tied together, you're going from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. Let's say it's owned by the same person. You don't have any problems over here that you can make an eruv between them because it's owned by the same person. And since he's going more than 10 tefachim above the Karmelis, mishum dekom ektaltam Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, derech avir mekom p'tur, and this is permissible because he's not going through the Karmelis in this situation. Mishnah Berurah adds, v'afa gab de Moshit Osur, even though we normally say that you're not allowed to transfer something from one rishus to another rishus over here, b'diyot ha'achas, afilu l'malam yasor, if they're on the same line, b'diyota achas, so even though there's one, let's say, in front of the other, so the lamala me'asar, sorry, you're still not allowed to do this midirabbanon, k'moshe kosev b'sof siv mishinim zayin. Nevertheless, here, hocha ayre b'shtei diyotas, we're talking about they're in two different rows, the boats are, so to say, parallel to each other, zeh k'neged zeh. And therefore, in this situation, in this situation, even if you're transferring it from one boat to the other boat, below 10 tefachim, it's only Issa d'Rabbanan. Therefore, ulamala shari legamri lahoshit. The rabbis never instituted an additional rabbinical prohibition. It would be almost like a gzera l'gzera, and therefore, you're allowed to go and transfer it when they're next to each other in two different rows. Oh, the Iri Bezerik. Well, we could easily be talking about here that you tossed it from one to the other, and then it would be permissible as well. However, the Ramah reminded us, if it's two different owners, you have to have an Erev, Sivkot and Chof. This is going back, Koi Gam ala Heter, the Gvori Masara, Af Kishen Kshuros. This would be talking about the situation where if it was more than 10 Tvachim, even if they weren't tied together, we said you could transfer from one to the other, but you need to have an Erev between them. However, he brings down Ubisefer Beis Meir Cholik Azeh, he disagrees. The Daito, and his rationale is, the Kishen Kshuros, if the boats aren't tied together, Mikiv and Shaobdim Lisbarit, since they're ultimately going to separate if they're not tied together, even if it's more than 10 tzvachim above the ground, if they're owned by two different people, the rabbis instituted over here, asur mitiltu mizeh lezeh, you can't go and carry from one to the other, they ain't erev mo behem. And since they're not connected in some way, an erev will not work in this situation when they're not connected to each other. Now we can go to Sif Beis. Now we're talking about a bathroom, and the refuse from this bathroom is going to fall on the water. So Beis HaKiseh Sh'al Pnei HaMayim, you have this Beis HaKiseh that is over the water. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Karn Chaf Aleph, Hainu Shesomuch L'yam O'Linar, it's right next to the lake over here or to the river. So a person is allowed to go Mutter Ayidei Mechitza Tluya. You can go to the bathroom in this structure over here. The waste will fall down into the water below you, as long as you have a mechitza tluya. This is what we discussed in yesterday's share at the beginning of Sif Aleph, that you make a mechitza that is 10 tefachim tall that surrounds this platform over here, which the Beis HaKiseh is on, and in this situation, you'd be allowed to use it. But this type of mechitza can only be below the platform over here. It has to be a mechitza that's sole purpose is over here to permit this to be a rishus hayochid. It can't be a mechitza that is made for tznius purposes, as the Mechaber tells us, abol ha'asuya l'tznios. If it's above the platform, for example, and it's surrounding the bathroom over here, so a person has like a privacy curtain around him, that's what the Mechaber tells us, asuya l'tznios, beis hakiseh bavad. It's only made for the purposes of tznius over here, then lo mahani. It can't function as well as a mechitza to make it into a rishus hayochid, to permit you to go to the bathroom through it. And the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sif Karn Chof Beis, Shigavoa Asara Tvachim Av She'enam Magas L'mayim L'chanal. When we said the mechitza below it has to be at least 10 tvachim tall, but it doesn't have to go down to the water, as we already explained in yesterday's shir as well. But it has to be made lahatir. Sif Karn Chof Gimel Asuya lahatir Lefnos Shom B'Shabbos. It was specifically made to allow this area to be used as a bathroom on Shabbos. Kigon She'asen L'mata Sovil L'tzaramayim. Again, it's underneath. This is like the diagrams that we had yesterday in the Dirshu footnotes, in either Dirshu footnote number 8, or we had it previously as well in Dirshu footnote number 3, where the mechitza is below the platform, and its sole purpose is to make it into a, quote, mechitza. The Mashin Asas Lamala, as opposed to the Mishnah Berurah says, those mechitzas that are made above the platform, they're made litznius avida. They're made for the purposes not only of enclosing this area from a halachic point of view, but they're also made for litznius point of view, and therefore they can function in both fashions. Mechaber adds, v'im also daf okone, if you made a board over here or some sort of a platform that is pachos mishlosha, and it's within 3 tefachim over here of this Beis HaKiseh. So what's going to happen when the refuse goes through this Beis HaKiseh? It's going to fall on this border platform that's within 3 tefachim of it. Shetipol hatsoa olav, and the excrement will fall on this platform. Kodim shetipol amayim, it will stop it from going directly into the water, but it will fall on the platform, and only then it will slide off this platform into the water. Einot tzarech mechitzos, then you don't need the mechitzos underneath like we just said you do. Why not? The havilei kocho, because now this platform, so to say, stopped your direct action of throwing it to the ground, and therefore it's only an indirect action, it's kocho, it's because of your force that it hit the platform, and now from the platform to the ground, ubecharmelis v'shari. Since this is over here, a koach of yours in a karmelis, it is permissible, as we've already discussed as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Dalet explains, Hainu Shein Pachos Mishlosha Somuch L'Nekev Hevi Lovud. It's within 3 tefachim of the hole in the Beis HaKisei, and therefore, because of the principle Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of Lavud, that anything that's within three tefachim is considered as if that entire space is filled in, and therefore, this platform have a Chorei Rishus HaYochid, this entire area has the status of being part of the Rishus HaYochid, the holes of the Rishus HaYochid, and therefore, it is halachically the Hu Ki Rishus HaYochid, and therefore, when something falls in Ofim Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, there is no problem going from the Beis HaKisei onto this board. Even though afterwards it's going to fall from the bottom board into the lake, and that's a karmelis, so it's going from Rishus HaYochid into a karmelis, nevertheless, you didn't directly do it, it's only as a result of your koach. And koach with karmelis, lo gazru, the rabbis didn't institute in this situation that this would be usur. The issue footnote number 22 has a discussion. In some situations we do say it is allowed, some situations we don't say it is allowed. Ayin Shom in the issue footnote number 22. The Mechaber continues and he writes, in the same halacha applies if the bathroom, the toilet over here, is made in such a way that the excrement will fall on the side over here of the wall, and only then afterwards it will roll. It will only through indirect action, so to say, through your koach, fall down into the water. Same halacha applies. It is permitted because it's not you're directly doing it. It's only your koach that causes it to eventually fall into the karmelis, and it's permitted. And one final last kula, the Mechaber tells us over here, he brings down from the Mordechai, v'im nishbar hadaf b'shabbos, if the board breaks, you'd set it up, Erev Shabbos, and everything was working fine, and somehow you wake up Shabbos morning and it's broken. Nishbar hadaf b'shabbos, if this board, which allowed you to go to the bathroom, so to say, so it wouldn't be going directly from your body into the karmelis, which would bring from Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus of the karmelis, which would be prohibited midrabbanan, so you set up this daf to allow it to halachatchila be done, and now you find that the daf is no longer there, mutter. Nevertheless, you can still use this bathroom facility on Shabbos. Why? Mishum de gadol kavod abrias, because there's only a din de rabbanan over here, and because of kavod abrias, the rabbis often permitted you to transgress an issa de rabbanan when you had no alternative, as you have in this situation, no alternative, because of kavod abrias, because of human dignity. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chofhei, wrote Shlomo, and Rambam is telling us over here, shenishbar b'shabbos gufa, it's broken in such a way on Shabbos, and there's no way to correct it on Shabbos without being over in any Yisurim. And therefore, l'kach muta l'fanos shom lo so Shabbos. That rest of that Shabbos, you're allowed to still go and use this bathroom even without the board being over there. With this, we conclude today's shiur.